has done the Howard Stern Show. He has sold out Toad's Place. He has transported stool samples and pap smears for minimum wage and sold them to neighborhood children as fudge and lollipops.
Oh, gross. Did he really do that? Why the hell did we hire this sick f***?
He's Vinny Penn, and he's on Ultra Radio right now.
Yes. Ask and you shall receive. Well, I don't mean necessarily that anyone asked for me. I'm sorry. I caught that halfway. I meant the Zeppelin before the Thieves. I asked for a little Zeppelin, and
hell
TC
yeah.
and Steve P turned right around with a little Immigrant Song. And the odd thing is that we would actually play Zeppelin, and one of the guys from Big Ed shows up. It's almost like there's
it's their intro music.
It's bizarre. I don't know. Should you even say Zeppelin and Big Ed in the same sentence is a New Haven question.
It's funny because we played your opener just now, obviously, and Randy from Big Ed starts walking down the street. And honestly, it sounded much more like his opener.
Do you think
so? You know what I mean?
Yeah, seeing him walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I could definitely have seen it. I think Robert Plant used to stuff a Twinkie down the front of his pants. So I can actually see a tie in there.
He would play the guitar. The reason why he used the violin bow is because he couldn't find the Twinkie. Because he usually played with the Twinkie, just mashed it in there.
Yeah, were you a fan as a guitarist? Did you think that Jimmy...
They're classic.
Jimmy Page, yeah.
They're classic.
Well, that's why I wanted to tell you. I found out yesterday. I ordered yesterday. I have it coming in the mail. Led Zeppelin, Origin of the Species. It's a new movie, 70-minute movie, where it's everything about Led Zeppelin, but really leading up to it, all Yardbirds footage, classic, going into how they were regarded the struggling years for Zeppelin. It's like, were there really struggling years?
Yeah, well, man, they played because Plant was writing all the Zeppelin tunes before they got the singer there. What's his face?
Plant.
Excuse me. Jimmy Page was writing.
That says a lot, though.
Yeah.
About you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I had a long night.
No.
Anyway, Page was writing all the music while he was in the Yardbirds. So there was a point where I heard recordings of them doing all the Zeppelin stuff with the Yardbirds.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the same without Plant.
I need to hear some of that. That seems pretty interesting.
It was like underground recordings.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where to find them.
I wrote down a few of these because they're going to have live recordings of Whole Lot of Love, Good Times, Bad Times. I figured you'd be interested in it.
Do you actually know what the first song that the four members of Led Zeppelin played together was, just in rehearsal? They were seeing what they had.
Rock and Roll?
No.
Oh, are you saying it was obviously a non-Zeppelin song?
Right. It was just a blues standard.
Johnny Be Good.
No. Nope. Steve, any guesses?
No, I have not.
Because, Steve, you and I have both been stupid over the last 2 minutes, so now Todd has to trot us out. Yeah.
It was Train Kept a Rolling.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a classic one.
So they kind of busted that out and went, you know, we might have something here.
Oh, yeah. Burned out far too quickly there. But they show allegiance, you know. I mean, I think Led Zeppelin and Def Leppard, I mean, if my drummer ever died or lost a toe, I'd be like, dude, you're out. You got 9 toes. We're getting a new drummer.
Zeppelin, really? Zeppelin and Big Ed, okay. Zeppelin and Def Leppard, no.
I mean, I think so.
Little Green Glob.
I don't even know what that
means. From Final Tap.
I never saw it. I told you that, dude. We discussed that. I never saw it. Yeah.
Their drummers kept on spontaneously combusting.
Yeah.
That's right.
I've heard about that gag. I've heard about that. Well, I want to tell people to check that out, Origin of the Species. If you're a Zeppelin fan, I would say snap that up.